Accountability. Never mind. Never mind. Hi, this is Heather. How are y'all doing? I am from Texas in the United States. And, wanted to talk about accountability and responsibility. I've talked about this before, but it's on my mind right now, so I'm going to talk about it. People, let's say if you're a grown-up, which basically in the United States, you're a grown-up if you're 18. You're considered a grown-up. You're considered an adult. Of course, you cannot buy tobacco or alcohol or anything like that till you're 21. Here. Anyway... At 18, you can drive a car, have a job, legally able to sign contracts, which means you can get an apartment or a house, a car, you know. Actually, you can get a driver's license when you're 16 here in the United States. Also, if you're working, you can actually get an apartment when you're 17. In Texas, you can legally be an adult at 17, like do adult things as far as have cars, you know, your own inhabitants to live, and nobody can do anything about that. I don't know how it is in other countries, but that's how it is here in the United States. If you're 18, you are an adult. So, really what I want to talk about is, that being said, let's say you're 18 or over, and you have a job, maybe you have a car, maybe you don't, maybe you use your parents' car, I don't know, depending on your age or your living situation or whatever. So if you are a grown up, like we established, that means you're over 18. Are you going to, let's say you live with your parents, and something's dirty. You live there, you dirty stuff up, you know, along with other people that might make messes and stuff. But, you know, you make your own decisions, you decide things, you pretty much... let's even say you're in your 20s, so you're past 18. You make your own decisions on things. You do pretty much everything that your parents do as far as like working and driving cars and going where you want to go and all of that. So let's say you make a mess. Make something to eat in the kitchen. So let's say you're making a sandwich, you get out your mayonnaise and your mustard and your ketchup and your lunch meat and your bread and your plate and your knife to spread the stuff on there. Cut some other things up, maybe some lettuce, tomatoes, whatever you decide to cut up and put in this sandwich. And you have a plate and a knife, you know, so of course you're going to get something to drink. Okay, let's say you get a glass out and get you some lemonade or something. I don't know, sweet tea. And then, you know, you go sit at the table and you eat your food. May or may not have a napkin. Okay. Your preference. Maybe you have a straw. I don't know. Maybe you have some chips with that sandwich. So you have to get the bag of chips out, put some on your plate. Okay, now you're eating your food. Some crumblies come off your chips, you know. Maybe some of your bread. Maybe you spill some of your drink. Hypothetically, I don't know. And you get up, you're finished. You put your knife, your plate, your cup, your straw into the sink. Okay. That's what we do, right? Let's say you're making spaghetti. So you would use a pot, some, you know, silverware, some different things, maybe a couple pots for noodles, and maybe you cut up tomatoes in there. That's the cutting board, a knife, you know, bowls, spoons, forks. You eat a plate of spaghetti. What do you get? You got bread, spaghetti noodles, sauce, meat, drinks, whatever you put with it. Parmesan cheese. Okay, you're done with that. Put it in the sink. So, let's say you go get ready to go somewhere. You have to go to work. So you go get your clothes, go take a shower, get a towel, grab a towel, take a shower. Put your stuff, you know, put your old clothes on the floor, towels, whatever, shampoo. Open it, get out, dry, put clothes on, go to work, or go somewhere. Okay. So let me ask you this. That person that's making all these little messes all over the place is over 18. Why would that person walk up to their parents, per se, and say, "Ew, this is dirty"? Just letting you know, there's dishes in the sink, and they're dirty. There's crumbs all over this table and the floor. I stepped on crumbs on the floor. I went to sit at the table and the table's dirty. What would be the reasoning that an over 18 person would be telling their parents that something's dirty, that they helped mess up? You've done taking a shower, left all your shit on the floor. You've done made a couple meals, left your crumbs on the floor, the table, and all your dirty dishes in the sink. You didn't clean any of it up, but you complain to your parents that it's dirty. But you don't even clean up after yourself. What is the reasoning? What is the reasoning behind going to another adult, knowing that you help mess things up? What is the reasoning to go to another full-grown adult and be like, "Hey, this stinks. It's really gross. That's dirty. I don't even want to go in there. It's dirty"? If you're a grown-up, sorry, if you're an adult, sometimes I've studied a lot of psychology. I have taken lots and lots of classes on psychology. Okay, I can tell you this. Playing into someone and pacifying someone, placating, whatever you want to call it, just basically like just going along with it, playing into it, what I call playing into the psychology, is they're not being held accountable. They're not being responsible. They're not teaching. So responsibility, accountability, morals, character, all of that stuff should have been taught way before they hit over 18. Before they hit 18. That stuff starts when they're little. In little baby steps. Little age-appropriate steps all the way up until they're, grown. First of all, if you're going to make yourself something to eat, you clean all of your mess up when you're done. If there's crumbs on the floor, clean them up. If you know you just sat there and ate and you spilled stuff, go clean that mess up. So you're not leaving that mess there for someone else when they want to sit down and eat. Or someone isn't going in after you doing your dishes that you dirtied up. It's not, let's say it's not my responsibility to clean up after your mess. That's called being responsible, being an adult. So, do you think I'm gonna go pick up your clothes, wash your dishes, wipe up your crumbs? No. Once you're 18, whether or not you want to be an adult or not, whether or not you want to be grown or not, part of doing what you want and being an adult is cleaning up after yourself. It's part of accountability. Taking care of your responsibilities, whatever those are. You get all of it. You don't just get to pick and choose what you want to do when you're an adult. Since you're an adult, you have to do all of it, not just the parts you want to do. Doing what you want to do is what you do when you're a child, not what you do when you're an adult. So that being said, there's people that don't hold other, adults that don't hold other adults accountable. They don't, have them take care of their own responsibilities. Their character and morals are low. And they go ahead and placate. I'm not personally a person that soothes and pacifies someone else's irresponsibilities. Especially if they don't have their priorities right and they don't take care of their responsibilities. It's not going to be me pacifying them and letting them just do whatever. It's not going to be not going to be a part of it, I guess you could say. I'm 50 years old. I just turned 50 years old last month. And I am not responsible for anyone that is not responsible for themselves. I'm literally not responsible for anyone if they are 18 and over. Now, if I want to help them or I choose to do something, that's, a choice. But people have to learn in little baby steps throughout life how to take responsibility, how to throw those dishes off when they're done eating, how to get a napkin and clean up their crumbs when they're done eating a sandwich, how to where to put their dirty clothes when they take a shower, pick up their soda can if it's empty, recycle it, little stuff like that. And I'm thanking the people that don't do any of that. We're not taught. They didn't have consistency in being taught at their age group that they were in at that time throughout their life, responsibilities and things. Yeah, that's mostly what I wanted to talk about. There's plenty more when it comes to accountability and responsibility, and being an adult and what you're expected to do for yourself and what you should not expect from other people. Because once you're an adult, you should not expect. If you can do it for yourself, you should not expect that anyone is going to do any of that for you. You are going to be doing it alone because you are an adult and it is all on you. The responsibility is on you. Being held accountable for things is on you. It is completely you. No one's gonna make you get up and go to work. Nobody's gonna make you go wash your dish. I don't know, It's this is stuff you need to know already. Because going through life thinking that everybody's gonna do everything for you, or you're expecting other people to do things for you, you're gonna be really disappointed. I think I'm off of here for right now, at least on this subject, and I will. I'm not really sure how to post links on here. I do have other things. I have a Patreon. I have YouTube. I have a YouTube channel. I have a TikTok. I don't know who's on TikTok, but I do have that. Wow. Gonna have to figure out how to do that. You can come try to find me on TikTok. It should be Heather. It should be Denise D. Chap on TikTok. Denise D. Chap. Shoot. Oh, you know what? I'm gonna make another podcast and put all of my information on here so y'all can look me up in other places. Also, if you want to, you don't have to. I'm gonna continue to do podcasts on here too. So let me know where everybody's from. Seeing the analytics and the demographics. Have no female. You know what? I have no female. No female. No lady listeners. None. According to the, demographics on my page. Because I go look at that all the time. Yeah. It's all males. Which is fine. I just think it's awesome. I think it's kind of weird that I don't have one female listener. But that's okay. That's all right. So if you need to email me about something or just want to, it's PIZZACHAPMAN@gmail.com. Again, it is PIZZACHAPMAN@gmail.com. If you have an idea, just want to comment, whatever, write me. I would love to hear from everybody. That would be great. And this is Heather from Texas. And I will be back later. Thank you for listening.